Imaginary reality. Monk and DB were my imaginary friends when I was a child. Only I'm just using the term imaginary friends as shorthand so you'll know approximately what I am talking about. The truth is, Monk and DB were in no way imaginary. And as any adult who ever had such friends will tell you, imaginary friends are very real, very solid, very three-dimensional, and quite alive. If you've ever had the privilege of living close to an imaginary friend, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And if you have never for a moment enjoyed the presence of an imaginary friend, then I can't imagine how you got through childhood's enormous obstacles in one piece, with one piece. Monk and DV lived with me in a universe all their own, which was exactly contiguous to your world and mine, but in no way got in the way of your world and mine. It's not exactly a parallel universe, because both the universe of Monk and DV and the universe of you and me exist simultaneously in the same place. And yes, two worlds can and do exist in the same location at the same moment, as any child with imaginary friends can tell you. Monk and DV were a fully adult couple, a husband and wife who lived peacefully and with comfortable dignity in a living room that I could occupy at any time. And they often joined my family for meals, and I often joined them in their home for meals and camaraderie. The great thing about Monk and DB was they were exactly my size, even though they were grown-ups. Monk always wore a neat brown double-breasted suit and tie and smoked a large cigar. And Debbie was neatly dressed with 1940s Sunday school dress, complete with apron for working around their little kitchen. Now and then, I remember Monk and DB, my very first personal friends, friends who would never let me down, never criticize me, who would accept me the way I was. And I'm sure that if they ever visited me, they would still be accepting and loving and as comfortably situated in my heart as they always were in their tiny living room. I've discussed the concept of imaginary friends with adults who had them around when they were kids, and I've noticed that their imaginary friends were every bit as important to them as mine were to me, and I don't understand any of this at all. But you know, I'm not sure I want to understand or probe too deeply. After all, what if Monk and DB returned and found that I no longer believed in them? What an embarrassment that would be. Here's hoping that you and Monk and DB are comfortable and warm and having a fine time, remembering the goods of life and disenfranchising the bads, and just generally having a happy thought intrude itself on your existence once in a while in this life.